Thank you for holding. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday. Well, I see here you're speaking with Laura, and you've had some issues with your Google listings, and we're definitely here to respond to things. Yeah, so I'm just gonna go right into it. You're dealing with about an 80-mile service radius, servicing all garage doors. Is that right?
Correct.
Great. Now, with this, of course, I think she touched base. We're gonna take care of Google for you. It's literally one of the first things we will do for you within the first 72 hours is get you verified on Google. We're something called a Google Premier Partner, Michael, and that is the highest level of partnership you can have with them. There's literally only five other companies that are marketing agencies like ourselves that maintain that with them. So with that, we have certain resources, actual training, and then employees of Google that we have actual contact with. In case something like this, we have to get you pushed through and get you re-verified. That's no problem for us. We do that all the time. And then that's just the beginning of this. For one, we're going to take care of that Google and then list you onto the first page, not only on there, but one of the first options on the first page. So within your service radius, if any variation of garage door service is keyed in, you're going to be one of the first picks they see. We're also going to do the same thing for Safari, Yelp, Bing, as well as Amazon and Google Voice and Google Maps. So if any relevant search engine is used to find any service, you're going to be there for them to see. And then as well as with this, I don't see here, do you have a Facebook page for your business yet?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, great. So have you just been doing posts on there, or have you dabbled in like some actual advertisements on that platform yet?
Yeah, I've done both. I've done just personal posts and shared them to groups, as well as paid for quite a few advertisements.
Okay, and how are you liking the advertisements on that platform?
Honestly, I don't feel like I'm getting very much ROI from it, so I don't know. Facebook will tell you one thing when you pull up the analytics page, and it'll tell you, you know, this amount of people have been reached and, you know, this, that, and the other, but I personally don't see any correlation between actual business or my phone ringing compared to the numbers that they put up that these are the people that have been reached and things like that. So I have not really experienced a lot. I feel like I get more phone calls from my own personal posts on my Facebook business page than I do from the ads that I pay for.
Right, right. That's not really an isolated issue, simply because, in all honesty, it's kind of hard to do those Facebook advertisements right, to really program them correctly. Because the name of the game with those is the target advertisements, which can really be detail-oriented to do correctly. But in overall, we are on top of being a Google partner, a Facebook partner. So we know how exactly to program those so they're only showing up in front of individuals who are already in the market to get some type of service that you offer. And also, when you do that correctly, you catch these people that are on Facebook usually in a more malleable state because they're at home or just in a more relaxed state, just going through their timeline. But they definitely still have those services that they need. So it just resonates with them a lot more when they see that advertisement in that relaxed state. They take their time to review your links and then feel comfortable enough to call you, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Great. And there's no website up yet, is there?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's very elementary. I just kind of threw a something together just to have a website, but there's virtually nothing on it. It's just like a mission statement type of thing, and
gotcha.
That's about it.
Have you thought about like revamping it in any time? Like,
I mean, yeah, but it all comes down to cost. And right now, I mean, like I said, I've only been in business for a few months now. And this is a very, I mean, things have just been dead, the last couple of weeks. And so, without money coming in, I'm not really looking to spend a bunch of money. I don't want a bunch of money going out, until business picks back up. But eventually, yes, that is something I would like to do, is get a better website and get, you know, get more advertisement and things like that. But, like I said, I've already paid another company, quite a bit of money to get me verified on Google, as well as to, kind of run the, what do they call it? SEO or whatever it is. And I'm not even verified on Google anymore. So I feel like I'm losing a lot of business, you know, just not being on Google. And like I said, I've already paid them entirely too much money to have zero results from that. Which don't get me wrong, they did get me verified, and I was verified for about 2 weeks. And then I got a email around, maybe it was around Christmas or New Year's, asking, will the holiday, from Google, asking, will the holidays affect your business hours? So I clicked on the link and I edited the business hours. And then the next thing I know, I'm kicked off of Google. And they're saying it's because I changed my business hours, and it threw a red flag. So
wow.
I don't know. But the company
wow.
that I paid all this money to, that's supposedly a Google Premier company as well, because they told me the exact same thing that you're telling me. And they've been working on it since Christmas to try to get it back verified. And, we keep getting emails back from them saying that the profile, does not, let's see what it says. I'll tell you exactly what it says. It says, thank you for contacting the Google Business Profile team. We checked your account, and it appears like your business profile isn't eligible to display on Google because it violates the GBP quality guidelines.
Huh. That's interesting. What company are you currently with?
Let me see. I don't even know, to be honest with you. It's VVK. Let me see. I can find it, I'm sure.
VVK.
Yeah. I found them on Google. The guy's name is Drew. And his website said that they had like thousands and thousands and thousands of reviews from people that they've gotten verified.
Yeah, VVK Marketing isn't even showing up on Google for me.
Yeah, it's not VVK Marketing. I'm trying to find it because I don't remember their exact name, but
yeah, I just wanted to check if they're, I was just going to check for you if they're actually Premier Partners, because if they were, I mean, the likelihood, because there's only four other of us, essentially, so the likelihood of that happening, and then on top of that, them not getting you verified for over 2 months is honestly unacceptable. With the resources we're given with that partnership, it's really simple to get that pushed through. And the reason this happens in the first place, Michael, the reason you're dealing with that is the last 2 years with artificial intelligence, people weaponized it and create a lot of fake businesses and then scam people out of like hundreds of millions of dollars. And Google got lawsuits, of course, for that. So what they did is tighten up their security. So now any little correction or anything that raises an eyebrow for them puts you in a situation like yourself where they put these suspensions on. But when we have the access like we do, we take care of all that for you. Like I said, it's generally done within the first 72 hours in all of my experiences. And I have hundreds of customers, clients that we've taken
this is who they are. They're called Next Call Pro. nextcallpro.com. And the guy's name, one of the guys that runs his name is Drew, and the other guy's name is Joe McHenry. And their business is called Next Call Pro.
Interesting. Okay, I found them. They're relatively new here. Yeah, I see they're a Google partner. I'm not sure if it's Premier. But aside from the point, I was just wanting to make sure they weren't a complete scam. It looks like they're somewhat legitimate. But yeah, so back to this. We'll take care of everything on your internet presence. We'll take care of course, the Google and every other platform. Take care of Facebook for you so you really actually see the success you should see from that end, because with you being so residential-centric, it's honestly a great place to get those new clients from. At no additional cost, this won't cost you anything because we do have a Valentine's Day promo. I can get you a website revamp. We'll rebuild your website from the ground up and use your own domain and really give it a great look with some features on it. That way it's not just the landing page. It can have your own pictures, your services, like testimonies, as well as all of your links mixed with like a 24/7 chat bot that can answer questions for potential clients. And all of this is going to be pretty much hands off for you past setting it up. All we expect you to do is pick up the phone, do the jobs you so choose. Now, with that all being said, Michael, this is something without any contract. It's just month-to-month payments, something you can cancel at any time. But with those discounts that I applied, it knocks off a little bit over 60% of our normal cost for this package. So your month-to-month rate would only be $249 a month, and that's a fixed price we'll maintain with you for as long as you have us.
Yeah, and I mean, what kind of results as far as getting verified are guaranteed? If I don't get verified, if you cannot get me back on Google Verified, do I get my money back?
Yes. So if we don't get you Google Verified for one, we will give you your money back. You have that guarantee. But we also, on top of that, go a step further and guarantee you that within 45 to 60 days, you're going to see yourself not only on the first page, but amongst one of the top three picks on the first page. And we put that in writing for you.
Okay. And what is the name of y'all's business again?
We're called Local Splash, like local around you, and splash like you're jumping in the water. We've been around for 20 years now. This is all we've done. It's our whole bread and butter is just promoting on the digital front. And we have over 10,000 clients nationwide as well.
And Landon, one of the first reviews that I see on y'all is from 3 weeks ago. A guy in Florida says he owns an air conditioning company, got a phone call promising to be on the top of Google's list within 30 to 90 days. He's been with you for a year and still can't find his company on Google at all. And so that's what I'm worried about, man, is because I got this, a very similar phone call from the last guys that promised me all of these things. You know, we're going to run your SEO. We're going to get you verified. You're going to be, in the top three on Google. We'll even get your business Google verified, or Google guaranteed. And you'll show up, we promise you we'll have you showing up as in the top three every single time. And so I paid them, over $1,000, and I have zero results. And so I just don't want to get myself into another situation where I'm doing the exact same thing. I mean, I just, like I said, I've already spent so much money on the exact same promises that have not been met. And those other people are still charging me every month while they say they're working on getting me re-verified through Google.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm sorry you got that bad taste in your mouth. That's definitely not worried about that review that you see. I don't see that very common. I don't see it at all, especially with my own clients. Specifically my own, they don't deal with that. I stay definitely on top of everything. I haven't really heard of us having these issues, and I did just look at our reviews. That is new. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened in that situation, but if you could go through, a majority of them, like we normally do business, is exactly these other reviews that are all 5-star, really just outlining exactly what we do. Like my own personal client, William Ortas, that's my guy right there, and that's consistently what I see us do and perform with. And we outline it, like I said, there's no contract where we're going to be locking you in and taking money out that's going to somewhere where you don't see. Within the first week or so is generally when we're going to get you verified. And if you find yourself not seeing that success, you can just simply call us up, part ways with us, and we'd give you your refund back, and that would be the end of it. But in all honesty, it's not going to be that case. It's going to be us getting you verified within the first few weeks or first week or so. I've seen us do it in as little as a day. And then from there, we're immediately programming you in. Within the first week of you getting verified, there's actually a little bit more than 100 man hours of programming done. And then beyond that, it's just continuous programming and putting you into the algorithm. Having non-invasive ways to reach out to clients you do business with so we can have them leave reviews for you, as well as, of course, all this to be backed by the good website, the advertisement on Facebook, so you're getting these people that visit your website or your other links to see you for a second time on Facebook. This is just a well-rounded marketing scheme. It's not something that's going to waste your money. It's not something that you're going to be wondering for even more than a month what's happening. We're going to give you exactly what we promise, as well as we're going to give you a live reporting system, a portal that's going to show you exactly what we're doing for you at all times. It's fully accessible to you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to do a little bit of research, and then can I get you to give me a call back maybe on Monday? Let me take a weekend and do some research and figure out. I also talk to this other team and try to get some answers from them. I just don't want to make a decision right this second. Like I said, I'm already paying these guys. I don't know. I honestly don't know if I have a contract with them or not. And if so, then I don't want to be locked into paying two people to try to do the same job. The way that they did it was they basically gained access to my Google business profile, my email accounts. They made themselves moderators or whatever you call it. And they have been acting on my behalf, to Google. And, so at this point, I'm not even sure that I even control my Google account anymore. I don't know what's going on, but I just don't want to make any decisions right this second. I don't want to spend, like I said, business has been slow. I got 3 kids. I'm not trying to spend money unnecessarily that I don't have to spend right now.
Yeah, 100%. And I get that you got to be wary about that. But the fact of the matter is you've spent 2 months, way longer than you should have, to at least be verified, even if you have some verification issues.
Trust me, I agree with you.
Yeah, 100%. And this is not going to be the case with us. On the other hand, it is an exclusive listing. One of the premier partner rules and regulations that are strict by Google is we can only represent one individual within a service area. So you'd be the only person we take after. And that's what we're filling this position with, is just one business. Once we do, it's over with. We stop the calls and only work with them. So what I can do is I could definitely give you some time. I could give you some resources too, to kind of get a deeper understanding of us as a business. But what I'd have to do is put a hold on this, because if I get off this call, I don't put the hold on it. Tara's going to go ahead and call back into the area to try to fill this. Would it be possible for us to have a call back later today once you've had a chance to review everything?
Man, you can try to call me. My whole thing is that I would like to see results before I paid. And I know that that's not the way that things normally work, but this last company, the Next Call Pro, he did not ask me for a payment until my account was verified with Google. And then I paid him that initial payment. If there was a way that you could show me that you could get me verified back on Google, I'd be happy to pay you. I just don't want to put myself in a position where I'm paying you X amount of dollars on top of paying them X amount of dollars and still getting zero results.
Right, right. I totally understand that. And we put that in writing that we're going to get you verified, as well as that you actually have the time being to, like a grace period, that if you see something not working out, you get a full refund. That is no issue for us at all.
What's the grace period?
30 days. So it's definitely going to happen generally way before that. Like I said, at most, it's usually 2 weeks. I've seen it happen most of the time in the first week of being with us, really in the first 5 days. It's just we verify, especially if you're just suspended, we'll get you back on. Now, with that being a price point issue, I could do this. I have a package that's just going to take care of your Google listings and the base SEO. That way you can actually see we'll get you verified, and always down the road you can add on the other things like the website and the Facebook advertisements. But what I could do is I could knock off $100 of the package itself, just so you aren't feeling like you're throwing in so much money after spending thousands of dollars with these people. You could see that we're going to give you this, what we promised, the verification, get you listed on there. And then I don't see this happening. I really give it no chance of us not achieving it within the first few weeks and having you verified. But God forbid something happens, you could just call us up and get the money back. So the startup cost for you just to do that would be $149. And we could get that done, get you verified, get you onto those platforms and see for yourself that we'll do this job, and then build a relationship from there.
And so what would I need to do as far as the same thing, I'm assuming, give you guys access to my Google profile?
Yeah, we would get access. There's probably going to be some type of verification process that doesn't sound like it's been handled yet. And we have a lot of different ways we can work around that and make it as easy as possible. Sometimes they want something as simple as just a sign that we'll actually send to you for free. And just you'll have to put on, if you're a home-based business, you'll just put that in your window. You take a picture of that, and oddly enough, they'll get you re-verified. So there's little tricks like that we have to get you verified with swiftness, and we'll take care of that within one of the first steps. Like, you have immediately upon paying, you have a 20 to 40 minute long conversation with one of our programming specialists, and they gather all the details regarding your business and your Google listings. And then from there, they immediately get to work and give you re-verified, unsuspended, and walking you through any steps that you need to take on your end. Hand in hand, we'll walk through you on video call if we have to, just to show you and make sure that we're doing everything correct.
Well, all right, well, look, let's do it. Let's do the $149. And if you can show me that you can get me verified and back on Google, back live, and everything, then we can talk about the other plans and adding some stuff on. But as of right now, what I need the most is to be back on Google and back towards the top of the list where I can get business coming in.
Okay. We can definitely take care of that for you. Let me get some baseline information from you, Michael, and we can get all this rolling. Now, ironically, what are your hours of operation looking like?
So my hours are 24/7. My hours are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Great. It's for all services. Now, speaking of services, within that, what are your, I know you do all types of garage door services, and we're going to market you for all of those, but what we're also able to do is program you in with an emphasis on some specific jobs. Like if you have any niches or money makers that you just want more of, we're able to get you more of those and kind of give you some focus on them. Do you have anything like that in mind, jobs you prefer?
Yeah, mainly like spring jobs, broken springs, door off track, replacing openers, smaller repair jobs versus bigger install jobs is kind of my bread and butter.
Okay.
I do all of it, but I would prefer to have the quick in and out, $300-$500 jobs over that I can do 3 and 4 of them in a day versus doing one install in a day and making the same, or less money.
Makes sense. 100%. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
All of Shelby County, all of Tipton County, all of Crittenden County in Arkansas, DeSoto County, Mississippi, and also in, I'm trying to remember the name of that other county. Cause I don't know all the zip codes, but I know the county names. Marshall County, Mississippi. So all of those counties are kind of within my 80 mile, so those are the counties that I prefer to service.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it gives me a good idea. It gives me a rough idea because if they need to, that client interviewer will get specific on cities or zip codes. But I think
Also, Fayette County, Tennessee.
Now, Michael, I have your first name. What is your last name?
Falberg. It's F as in Frank, A-L-B-E-R-G.
Thank you. And what's a good email for you?
My business email is dynamicgaragedoorllc@gmail.com.
And what's a good billing address for you, Michael?
So the best billing address is going to be 317 East Kenwood Avenue. And that's going to be Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N, Tennessee, 38011.
Thank you.
That's another thing is that when I started this business and first got verified on Google, my address was in Cordova, Tennessee, and I have since moved. Well, I'm in the process of moving. I still own the home that is associated with my Google business profile, but I'm moving, and I would like to change that address with my Google profile, but I've been scared to try to do anything because every little thing, it seems like it just screws me up. So I really do need to change that address.
All right. Well, that's actually something great. Let me go ahead and mark that down. You need to change the actual address.
Yes.
I got that noted down. Need to change your address. That's no problem. They'll ask that and get specific about where you want to change it to. Now, for this transaction today, Michael, what kind of card are we using?
A Visa card.
And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 4427, 4255, 2583, 4855.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
11/29.
And the CV cut as well, please.
102.
Thank you. Now, Michael, at no point are we going to give out your personal information, but just because of the sheer amount of traffic that's actually going to be coming towards you, and just sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So what we want to do is prevent anything malicious from happening. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask them this question and we would immediately answer it for you. Now, with that, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Just the city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Now, I just have to do one more thing before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's just recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, you can go ahead and stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dynamic Garage Door, LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Fallberg, owner, operator.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could, go ahead and open up your contacts. I'm going to give you our phone number. From here on out, it's going to be the only one we contact you from, as well as where you contact us from. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that number when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that will be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, February 14, 2025, in the amount of $149. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $149. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. All right, Michael. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great move for you. It's going to keep you from being stalled up with these people and just get you verified and get you listed where you belong. I think this is going to be a long-lasting relationship to last for years to come. There's just two things we need to do. There's a text as well as an email that was sent to you. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions. If you could sign that real quick, we can immediately schedule that client interview to get everything going.
Okay. Trying to see. All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash, sign in with your credentials below.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, thank you for signing that. We can go ahead and schedule that client interview. Now, we have openings pretty much all day today. Does any time in particular work? If not, we could do next week.
I've got some free time here. I mean, in the next probably 30 minutes or so, is there anything available for that?
Yeah, so they do it in hour blocks. So the 11 o'clock block, would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And for that, Michael, I have your phone number here as 901-826-1619. Is that the best way to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to schedule that for us. All right, Michael, I have us scheduled for that 11 o'clock block. I'll be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview. Otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do currently. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I think this is going to be a great move for you, and I really just can't wait to help us see you thrive.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Sir Michael, I'll speak to you here soon. We'll get everything rolling.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. Bye.